The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good evening again, and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky. Thank you for joining me at 6:46 p.m. on this Monday, September 14th. Remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can always be found in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 gets you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also text the coronavirus Q&A line by texting 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. The Washington Listens support line is available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends, to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress. It's a free service for those who are not in crisis but need an outlet to manage that stress, plus referrals to other local resources. The number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211. And we have some state-level news. The Washington State Department of Health notes that air pollution due to wildfire smoke can provoke symptoms that can look a lot like COVID-19 that include coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath. Serious wheezing and shortness of breath are always worth a call to your health care provider, according to the Department of Health, or to 911 if you are really struggling to breathe. Healthcare providers can help determine whether you should be tested for COVID-19. Until air quality improves in our regions, those in smoke-impacted regions are advised to stay indoors as much as possible, keep windows closed, utilize air conditioning systems on recirculation mode, use fans and filters indoors, maintain indoor air quality by limiting frying, broiling, or candle use inside, and to limit any strenuous physical outdoor activities like jogging or even physical labor. Air quality can be monitored online at airnow.gov and at purpleair.com. Due to fires and power outages, the deadline has been extended for families of school children to apply for pandemic EBT. It's a special additional food assistance benefit. The deadline has been extended to Wednesday, September 15th at 3 p.m. Applications for pandemic EBT food assistance will only be accepted by phone by calling DSHS. The number for that is 1-877-501-2233. The Department of Social and Health Services has also updated its disaster cash assistance program to serve people who are affected by the wildfires burning throughout the state, including residents of Pierce County. To see if you qualify and to apply, you can go to WashingtonConnection.org or call 1-877-501-2233. DSHS customers who are receiving or applying for cash, food, medical, or childcare programs can now submit verification documents by email. DSHS will send emails to existing customers with email addresses on record between September 10th and September 25th, inviting them to participate in the new service. Individuals with questions may call customer service for DSHS at the same number I've been listing. Let's have it one more time. It is 1-877-501-2233. The State Insurance Commissioner has yet again extended the emergency order directing all state-regulated health insurers to make additional coverage changes to aid consumers during the coronavirus pandemic. Insurers are required to continue coverage for providing telehealth via methods including telephone and video chat tools. They are still required to cover all medically necessary diagnostic testing for both flu and other viral respiratory illnesses billed to during a provider visit for COVID-19 with no copay, coinsurance, or deductible. They are required to treat drive-up testing sites for COVID-19 as provider visits with no copay, insurance, or deductibles, and they are required to waive or expedite prior authorization requirements for home health care or long-term care facility services in order to speed up discharging patients who are ready to leave. Moving on to Pierce County news, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department has issued guidance for families who have decided to guide their children's education via so-called learning pods while school buildings are closed. Families who have children from multiple families learning together under the supervision of an adult acting as a tutor should do the following in order to maintain health and safety for all. Families should keep pod sizes small, limiting to 5 or fewer students, because larger pods carry more risk if someone gets sick. Families are to keep pods consistent. The same students should participate, because mixing pod groups increases the risk of spreading the illness. Families should complete health screenings prior to attending a learning session. Everyone should wear face coverings and maintain 6 feet of physical distancing between group members. Individuals should hold class outside if possible. This will increase ventilation and provide maximum fresh air. Of course, that is when air quality improves. A garage with the door open may provide a large covered space with good ventilation, one of the suggestions from the health department. And if class cannot be outdoors, ensure that the class area has proper ventilation by opening windows when possible and when air quality improves. Families should also assign students their own learning materials to reduce sharing of items. Students should be encouraged to wash hands at the start and end of all meetings, before eating, after coughing and sneezing, and after touching faces, their own faces, presumably. And students should be asked to bring their own meals and not to share food or drinks. If a member of a learning pod becomes sick, whether it's with suspected COVID-19 or other illnesses, contact the health department to assist with case investigation, contact tracing, and isolation and quarantine recommendations. A confirmed COVID-19 case in a pod likely means that the entire pod will need to quarantine for 14 days and monitor for symptoms. More info is available for families at the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website, which is tpchd.org/COVID-info-schools. Moving on to Tacoma news. Due to the continued hazardous air quality, Metro Parks Tacoma will keep the following facilities closed through at least Tuesday, September 15th. The Point Defiance Zoo and Aquarium, the W.W. Seymour Botanical Conservatory, the Point Defiance Marina with limited access to boathouse tenants only, the Meadow Park Golf Course, and all park restrooms. Tacoma City Council will hold its weekly meeting virtually tomorrow, September 16th at 6 p.m. It will air on TV Tacoma and will be live streamed on tvtacoma.com and on the city's Facebook Live. There are numerous free testing sites in our region. If you are up north, you can go look at the Seattle locations by visiting seattle.gov or by calling 206-477-3977. For other King County locations, visit kingcounty.gov. For Pierce County locations, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This week's mobile testing events in Pierce County include the following. Asia Pacific Cultural Center will hold mobile testing on Wednesday, September 16th. The Prairie Ridge Community Center will hold testing on Wednesday, September 16th as well. The Washington State Fair will hold mobile testing on Thursday, September 17th. Gig Harbor's Tom Taylor Family YMCA will hold mobile testing on Friday, September 18th. And on Saturday, September 19th, there will be free mobile testing events at the Puyallup United Methodist Church in Puyallup, at Journey Church on Pearl Street in Tacoma, and at Sacred Heart Catholic Church on East McKinley in Tacoma. No ID is required for the Pierce County mobile tests. Tests are free and open to anyone. Patients can also, of course, call their healthcare providers for tests, and the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website has a list of providers, locations, and clinics that are providing tests on a regular basis. Well, that is the news that I have for all of us today. I'm sorry that we missed you on Friday. We were unable to bring you the daily briefing. And I'm sorry that we are bringing you the daily briefing late within the 6 o'clock hour today. It is my genuine and sincerest hope that on Wednesday I can bring you not only the daily briefing with updates and bulletins of resources related to our pandemic and other things, but also wonderful interviews, as we have had our tradition, that help keep us connected to our community, because after 6 months, after all, we are still staying separately, but together. Thank you for joining me on the daily briefing, or with the daily briefing, I should say. I hope to be speaking with our Tacomans soon. If you would like to give us a call here at the radio studio, you can give us a call at 253-330-8821. You can text us there as well. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. And you can see all of our daily briefings with their updates and the bulletins and resources that I read out at daily.ktqa.org. Remember, you can dial 211 for statewide community resources anywhere that you are in the state. 211 connects you to those amazing resources. Stay safe, breathe easy. Have a wonderful week.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.